This wasn't a game of chicken. It was a man so desperate to feel alive that he welcomed death. Did he hear a constant thud of bodies hitting the ground and feel flesh yielding to his claws? Did he wake in the night, haunted by all the faces he'd committed to memory? Had he numbed himself to survive? I lay my hand over my heart, but sharply dropped it. I'd come here to rescue my friend. Laurent was the only person I'd met so far who seemed to have any chance of accomplishing that for me. And right now, we were wasting time. Men, I said to the kitten, who meowed in agreement. As it was a sunny day, casting lovely shadows, I kicked Delilah into motion. Before the light fully engulfed Rupert and he shot lasers or detonated or whatever the hell he had planned to do, Delilah hooked an arm around his neck from behind and choked him out. The light disappeared, and Rupert went limp in her arms. Delilah dropped him. As I was saying, still cradling the cat, I awkwardly rolled Rupert onto his back with my foot. No point in him suffocating. Time is of the essence. Laurent's eyes snapped open. They glowed brilliant emerald. What did you do? He growled and advanced on me. Both his hands shifted to deadly sharp claws. Jude was still missing. I now had to worry about the undead snacking on my child, and I'd missed lunch. I'd been pushed to my limit, and I was not going to be bullied by an overgrown dog with a death wish. I scratched the kitten's ears. It's like your own personal Vorpal blade. Laurent stopped dead and blinked. Quoi? Your claws. I made slashing motions with my free hand. Jabberwocky? 1-2, 1-2, and through and through, the Vorpal blade went snicker-snack. I batted my lashes at him. You going to snicker-snack me, Huff and Puff? Laurent glared at me, a muscle in his jaw ticking. I notched my chin up, the air between us growing charged. Static energy shivered into the marrow of my bones, but I didn't give an inch. I'd birthed a 7-pound human without anesthetic, my poor vag expanding like a python muscling down a cow. Try me. His hands returned to normal. Give me my damn cat. He grabbed the kitten, set her on his shoulder, and jerked a finger at the still unconscious Rupert. Grab his legs. Why? He needs to be chained up inside. So shift and take him yourself. His growl this time made me take a step back. You knocked him unconscious before he short-circuited himself with his magic. I was testing something. How to be turned into pink mist? The cat needed Laurent's shoulder, and he tapped her head in admonishment. Rupert isn't powerful or talented enough for that. Had I mistaken Laurent's death wish for him pushing Rupert to a calculated limit? Had he wanted to achieve this all along? Maybe, but it hadn't seemed that way in the moment. You're still strong enough to carry Rupert into the hotel on your own. Don't push me, BS. You want something? Then help. My name is Miriam, or Miri. I do not answer to that other term. I picked up Rupert's legs. Lead on, Macduff. It's lay on, Macduff. Laurent stuffed his fallen knit cap in his back pocket and lifted Rupert up under the arms. Look at that, he said wryly at my surprise. The wolf is book-learned and everything. Bully for you. It doesn't make you less of an asshole. Do you practice in the mirror, or is it a natural talent?
Most wouldn't dare mouse off to me like you do, he said, walking backwards down the sidewalk, the two of us adjusting our holds to balance Rupert's weight.
I smiled tightly. Don't forget about socking you in the nose. I certainly remember it fondly.
About that, you got your one free shot. Hit me again, and this time, I'll hit back. Capiche?
My magic swam up my body to form two dark horns on my head. Beware the Jabberwock, my son. Laurent gave me a snarky look.
Sneaker snack.